Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking a little college football, and to help us do that, we welcome in our friend Caroline Fenton from Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace to talk a little college ball. Caroline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and doing great. How are y'all?
Doing awesome. Appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Are you hoarse from yelling at Brian Kelly?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm hoarse from. I'm not going to beat around the bush, Joe. I did a little bit of yelling.
I get it.
A lot of points in that game. Not much defense in that game from either side. But Ole Miss gets the win. They storm the field. They have people pole vaulting and doing somersaults off the goalpost and landing flat on their back. After that happens, too, it's a heartbreaker for the Tigers on Saturday, Caroline.
Yeah, I saw an Ole Miss fan make out with the uprights. Which, weird energy, but you know what? Like, I'm not going to tell anybody how to celebrate. Like, get your freak on. Do your thing.
Look like there's a lot of drinking going on out there.
There was a lot of drinking. There tends to be a whole lot of drinking between those two fan bases, and especially when they get together. Yeah, I mean, like, anytime you have 1,300 yards of offense in a single game, like, it's going to be pretty entertaining to watch. And I was thinking, man, like, how fun would this game be to watch if you have zero emotional investment into it? Pretty brutal game to watch when you do have a whole lot of emotional investment into it. But I mean, just an absolutely crazy game between two really good, two elite offenses and two absolutely atrocious and disgusting defenses. It's usually making for a game like that. I mean, credit to Ole Miss, because coming off that Alabama game, I thought one of two things. Either this offense just is bad and Lane Kiffin is truly mismanaging it, or the offense got exposed a little bit against Alabama and Lane Kiffin's going to pull something out of his sleeve that, you know, something just, you know, was exposed in that Alabama game. He's going to make some serious offensive adjustments. And that is what happened. But I talked last week about how Lane Kiffin hasn't had the signature win. I think that's the signature win.
Yeah, no, it's a big one for sure. I'm very surprised by that outcome. I didn't get to see a lot of it, Caroline, but what in the world is going on with this defense? I mean, that offense can get you, right? I mean, it gets cooking and it's tough, but Alabama had the answers. And obviously there's all this talk about different players being moved around and being mismanaged and all this stuff. Do you think it just comes down to a DC's issue with the Tigers, or is there more concern about Brian Kelly at this point?
Oh, no. I want the defensive coordinator gone, and I want him gone yesterday. It is absolutely atrocious. So Brian Kelly said yesterday in his press conference that LSU missed 34 tackles.
It's hard to do.
Which accounted for 288 of Ole Miss's offense. Like, almost half of Ole Miss's offense was off of missed tackles from LSU. And that's what it is. It's because LSU has at least three, I believe, future first-round picks on the defensive line. Mekhi Wingo, Harold Perkins, and Mason Smith. So why are you giving up over 300 rushing yards to an Ole Miss team that only ran for 56 against Alabama, that only ran for 89 against Tulane? Like, I know Ole Miss was banged up. I know Ole Miss was going through some injuries. But, like, that is pure mismanagement of defensive talent and just flat-out bad coaching. I mean, when it's missed tackles and they truly are playing, that defense is playing with absolutely zero passion. I mean, like, I'm starting to think, are they trying to sabotage the defensive coordinator because they're playing just that badly? Like, it is inexplicably bad defense.
Caroline, Tennessee gets the win Saturday against South Carolina, 41-20. They ran all over South Carolina. Defense played well. According to Spencer Rattler, it was Tennessee's Super Bowl, so good to see them respond that way. What did you make of Tennessee's win on Saturday against Shane Beamer and the South Carolina Gamecocks?
Yeah, like, your mouth, Spencer Rattler. Like, you have absolutely no room to talk and say something like that to Tennessee fans, because I saw a whole lot of "we're going to Disney World" tweets coming out from the Tennessee football account. So shout out to Tennessee for being petty, because they deserve it. Yeah, it was a great win for Tennessee. And I said last week, you have to, like, Tennessee has zero excuse to lose this football game, because what more do you need? You know, you got embarrassed in the swamp. South Carolina ruined your season last year. It's the ultimate revenge. You know, we're kind of sitting in the shadows. We've been waiting for this one to show you what we really have got, because Tennessee's got some special pieces on both sides of the football. So I thought that is a game that you absolutely positively need to win. And I think it's made even better that it really was a statement win. Now, I still come out of this game with some serious questions about Joe Milton. Like, I don't think that Joe Milton did anything in that game that makes me think, all right, like, that's the Joe Milton breakout game. Okay, Tennessee fans, all of you with doubts and questions about Joe Milton and the people that want Joe Milton benched for Nico Amayaba, you know, like, you got yours. I still don't have that from him yet. I'm still waiting from Joe Milton to have that marquee game that kind of shuts all the haters up. But I think the good thing for Tennessee fans is Squirrel White has the hands of a magician. And you've got three really solid starting running backs. So you'll take that.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I mean, I don't think Joe Milton is going to at any point have like a Hendon Hooker game, but just
a game that he can make the important throws and not turn the ball over. Like, I heard the announcers on Saturday night say, well, you know, that's only his second interception in a Tennessee uniform. And I'm like, yeah, but that's his second interception in three games. Let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah, and two and one. So, yeah, that is trending right the wrong way. Nationally here, Caroline, Deion Sanders, you know, looks like they're about to get blown out. They come back and you know, make it a game. It's a fun game and all that. But I come away from that, I think at this point, okay, like, Colorado is going to be fun and all that, but they're out of like any sort of significant picture, which is no surprise. But I wonder about USC, because Caleb Williams is, I still think, the best football player in college football, and I think he has a chance actually to do the Archie Griffin this year. But my God, their defense is bad. Is USC a title contender?
I don't think they can be, because that defense is so bad. Now, I have, you know, defensive envy because their defense is better than my team's defense. But the defense is that bad. And I think last year, USC was able to skate through a pretty bad Pac-12 to win enough games to get to a New Year's Six. Now, it still wasn't good enough to get to the college football playoffs since they lost the Pac-12 championship. The Pac-12 is too good this year for USC to still make a playoff. I don't know if USC is going to be able to beat Washington. I mean, like, Michael Penix Jr. and that Washington offense is just as good as USC's. Oregon also looks really good. I mean, the Pac-12 as a whole is a really good conference, and I think it might just be the best conference in all of college football. No longer in the Pac-12 can you skate with a really good offense and a defense that can give up 35, 40 points a game. So I think that's the frustrating thing with USC, and I think that's kind of almost been like a Lincoln Riley bugaboo, is you have a Heisman Trophy contender or a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, and you have an elite offense that can put up 45 points a game, but man, that defense just shoots you in the foot. And Oklahoma and USC up until now could survive with a really good offense and a really bad defense, not in this Pac-12 and not in this college football, where I think that there are a lot of really good quarterbacks and really good offenses, you know, Texas included, Washington included, Michigan, we'll see what they really are. But yeah, for the most part, if you can't stop a nosebleed, you're not sniffing the playoff.
Caroline, last week, and two-parter for you here. Last week we talked about Kentucky, and they hadn't played anybody to this point. We didn't know exactly what they were. And they come out on Saturday, and they just destroyed Florida. I mean, Ray Davis had 280 yards on the ground. They kicked Florida's butt. So they get the big win at home against the Gators. They're playing Georgia on Saturday, and I've watched a lot of Georgia this year, and they're still the number one team in the country, and obviously they've not lost yet. You know, Georgia doesn't really look the same this year to me, especially on the offensive side of the ball. How much of a run do you think Kentucky can give Georgia coming up on Saturday?
Well, how much of a run can they give them? That's a good choice of words, Rob, because they can run over anybody. My goodness, Ray Davis. Like, I was watching that game thinking, I hope Clark Lee isn't watching this because he's probably sad. So here's my mental conundrum with Georgia. So last I checked, they are 119th in college football in first quarter production. Now, I have not checked that number since they beat Auburn and looked pretty atrocious against Auburn in the first quarter. So that might be even worse. So 119th out of 133rd at best. That's awful. I mean, Georgia has some really puzzling, not just first quarters, but first halves. I mean, they look slow. They don't look good. The defense can't stop opposing offenses. The offense can't move the ball downfield. I mean, at best from Georgia, you may get a touchdown if you're lucky. You're probably just kicking it in the first half if you're getting any offensive production from Georgia. But my conundrum is they come back in the second half and look like a championship team. And I always say that championship teams find ways to win tough games. Look at Georgia against Missouri last year. I mean, that was a way closer game than that game had any business being, but Georgia found a way to win that game. Auburn looked significantly better than Georgia in the first half. South Carolina looked significantly better than the Georgia in the first half, but Georgia found ways to win both of those games. So I think Kentucky absolutely has, the makings of making this a really close game. As we have seen, Kentucky has some really good pieces. Ray Davis looked fantastic. I think Devin Leary can do enough to just carry the team. I think that Devin Leary kind of has the Tannehill effect of just don't turn the ball over, get the ball in the hand of your playmakers, and you're going to win a whole lot of games. But also, as far as Georgia has shown me, they can find a way to win any game that they play, as close as they might be, as ugly as they might look in the first half. So I can't count Georgia out until, they show me that in the second half they're going to continue to lay eggs like they do in the first half. But the game's going to be interesting. I didn't think the Auburn game was going to be interesting. I thought Georgia was going to hang 50 on them. And then it came down to a last minute touchdown. But Georgia just has some elite talent. That is the difference. Like Brock Bowers might be the best player in college football. That might be all the difference that you need to beat players that don't have a Brock Bowers,
He was
that
the
don't
difference
have
on
a Ronald
Saturday. No
Thomas,
question
that
about
don't
that.
have a Ladd McConkey. Yeah, absolutely, he's the difference.
The best receiver in college football. He's not a receiver.
He's a tight end.
Right. Okay. The last non-SEC version of the Red River rivalry, Caroline. Who you got? Now, I feel like no one has talked about Oklahoma at all this year, but here we are, 5-0 against 5-0.
No one has talked about Oklahoma this year, and they are a sneaky, sneaky good team. Like I think I have the effect, like the hangover of last year of just like, oh, Brent Venables stinks, Oklahoma stinks. They're the 12th ranked team in the country. And like I think that's been a very quiet path to number 12 for Oklahoma. But I have Texas. I think Texas is the best team in the country. I don't think Georgia has any business being the number one team in the country. I hate that we do this of teams get the benefit of the doubt because they won the national championship last year, even though they haven't looked very good this year. I think Texas has an elite offensive line. I don't think that Quinn Ewers is elite, but I think that he has elite pieces around him that can elevate him to elite. I think they have an elite defensive line. And I think that we saw that against Alabama, that they're not going to let anyone get to the quarterback. They're going to be able to put up some points and they're going to stop what you want to do offensively. I think Texas is such a complete team, and any team is going to have a really, really, really tough time doing it. Even an Oklahoma team that has looked sneaky good so far this season.
Well, Caroline, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll be listening at 11 o'clock today.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
Caroline Fenton, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on the Vols. Going to get into some Tennessee talk coming up next. Your thoughts on their game against South Carolina, the win against the Gamecocks, and we'll look ahead to what Tennessee has here, including something that I think happening this week is very important for this Tennessee team. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.